This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The Taliban says it has captured a second provincial capital in 2 days, a claim that Afghan government officials dispute. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Fighters entered the capital after sweeping through 9 of 10 districts in the province. The government did not deny the claim that Taliban fighters had entered Shibagan, but said the city had not fallen. If the city falls, it will be the second provincial capital in as many days to succumb to the Taliban. Several other of the country's 34 provincial capitals are threatened too. On Friday, the Taliban took control of the southwestern Nimroz provincial capital of Zaranj. Kabul says, though, it's still battling insurgents inside the capital. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The raging wildfires in Greece have killed a volunteer firefighter in a blaze that threatens Athens' most important national park. Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis says the priority of the last few days has been first and foremost the protection of human life, to the extent that it's possible to protect properties and especially for the fire not to enter settlements. There may now be some hope, with a national situation being a little better than Friday. The government's appeal for help through the EU's emergency support system and firefighters and aircraft have arrived from numerous countries. The firefighting forces, however, have been stretched to the limit. Allison Felix won her 11th career Olympic medal on Saturday, combining with her American teammates to finish the 4x400-meter relay in 3 minutes, 16.85 seconds for a runaway victory. Felix, who became the most decorated woman in Olympic track history when she won bronze in the 400 meters earlier this week, now passes Carl Lewis with the most track and field medals of any U.S. athlete. This is VOA News. Thousands of people marched in Paris on Saturday for the fourth week of protests against COVID-19 vaccine requirements in what opponents see as restrictions on personal freedom. The demonstrations across France came 2 days after the country's Constitutional Council upheld most provisions of a new law that expands the places where health passes are required to enter. Starting Monday, the passes will be needed to access cafes, restaurants, long-distance travel, and in some cases, hospitals. It was already in place for cultural and recreational venues, including cinemas, concert halls, and theme parks, with a capacity of more than 50 people. Polls show that most people in France support the health passes, which are issued to individuals either vaccinated against the virus, who can prove they recovered from COVID-19, or have negative results from a recent test. More than 1,000 anti-government protesters clashed with police in Bangkok Saturday as they demonstrated against the government's failure to handle coronavirus outbreaks and their impact on the economy. About 100 police officers in riot gear sealed off a road near Victory Monument in the capital and used water cannon, tear gas, and rubber bullets to stop a march toward Government House, the office of Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha. Dozens of protesters were seen being carried away on motorcycles and in ambulances. An emergency medical center said at least 2 civilians and 3 officers had been injured. The protesters, led by the Free Youth Group, are demanding the prime minister's resignation over his handling of the coronavirus crisis, which has seen the number of confirmed cases spiraling and the healthcare system stretched to the limit. The United States is now averaging more than 100,000 new COVID-19 infections a day, a milestone last seen during the winter surge. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The number of confirmed infections across the U.S. had been averaging about 11,000 a day in late June. Now Johns Hopkins University's tally puts the number at 107,143. It also shows the number of people dying from infections rising to nearly 500 a day as of Friday. Johns Hopkins tracker puts the number of COVID-19 tests coming back positive at more than 11%. Still, one thing going in the right direction, the number of people getting vaccinated, back up to more than 800,000 per day. I'm Ben Thomas.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.